Clyde Vilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Did you know that life's all about contrast? I mean, everywhere you look, all around us in everything, there's contrasts. Contrasts are God's educational tools for our divine instruction. God has literally filled His Word, His creation, and our lives with these critical contrasts. I mean, really, everything that goes on around us. You know, we go to bed at night and it's dark, and we wake up in the morning and it's light. We got the contrast of day and night and light and darkness. There's cold and there's heat and there's spring and there's fall and summer and winter. Contrasts. There's snow and rain. There's sunshine. And these aren't by accident. These are all divinely designed aspects of our life. It's how God teaches us. If we learn this important principle, that God works in our lives by contrast, then we can take a deep breath and relax about life. You know, you might be going through some sorrow right now, some pain and difficulty, maybe some sickness or defeat in your life. Well, they're just all a part of God's contrast. And when you realize that, and you know that God has a plan and a purpose for those, because to be able to appreciate joy, well, there needs to be sorrow. And to appreciate love, there needs to be hate. And to appreciate victory, there needs to be defeat. You know, it's like sunshine and rain. You can't really appreciate the sunshine unless you've had a few days of rain. When there's a number of days of sunshine in a row, you just sort of get used to it. It's just the course of things. Then you get a few days of rain, and then that day of sunshine comes back, and you're mighty glad to see it. The very first verse in the Bible, God introduces a principle of divinely appointed contrast. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, there's a great contrast, the heaven and the earth. And it's a contrast that God uses throughout the Scriptures in His plan with man, the heaven and the earth. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or correctly cutting the word of truth. How do we correctly cut the word of truth? Well, we do so by learning to see God's contrasts. Learn to make a difference where God makes a difference. Just recognizing the difference between heaven and earth, between God and man, between Adam and Christ, and male and female, and human and divine. It's just all a part of God's plan. You know, when Paul wrote to the Philippians in chapter 1, he said to them, "So that you may recognize things that are different." Contrasts are just the divine law of nature, and they're all about us. When we look in Genesis chapter 1, of course, we saw the contrast there between heaven and earth. God immediately begins to show us other contrasts, though. He shows us the contrast between darkness, when darkness was upon the face of the earth, and then He says, "And let there be light." So we see the contrast of darkness and light. And the evening and the morning were the first day. We see the contrast between day and night. And then God, in the garden, plants a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's a tree of contrasts. Not only evil, which I think we give a lot of attention to when we think of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that it introduced evil into the world, but first it's the tree of good, the knowledge of good and evil. Because you really can't understand good until you understand evil. And this was what was lacking in the Garden of Eden. Adam's experience was only good. At the end of every day, God said, "And it was good," and it was good. And God had placed all around Adam. Such a paradise. But you know the one thing that's lacking in the account in Genesis is any praise, any worship, any thanksgiving coming from Adam to God. And you know the reason why? Because he had not yet experienced contrast. Something to contrast the good with that would make his heart appreciative and thankful. And that contrast of good was evil. And God, the happy God, the wonderful God, he didn't plant the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden by accident. It was a mistake on his part. It was a design, a divine design that he placed it there. And he placed it there as an instrument of teaching that he might teach mankind to appreciate all his love and all his grace and all his mercy and goodness and kindness. God is a good God. And the story of Genesis begins to unfold that for us. You know, as you look around you today and as you go through your day, the experiences of the day, you're going to see that all around you are these constant contrasts. And that's the way we learn, and that's the way we come to appreciate things. And know this, that God loves you. And if you can learn this principle of contrast, you can take a deep breath and relax and enjoy life. Contrasts are simply the divine laws of nature all around us. Now for your edification and enjoyment, here's a song that really talks about these contrasts in a very simple and basic way. Three Dog Night singing Black and White.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon a side.
up.